do you support the latest Sound Transit construction measure?
You know, I have publicly said that I don't think the time is right to put a measure on the ballot, and especially given the economic climate that we're facing. Having said that, I think there are some good transit components in that particular proposal. So I fundamentally support, you know, an investment in transportation, because it's going to take dollars to do it. I just don't believe the time is right for us to be doing that. But it'll be in the hands of the voters. The voters are going to determine whether the time is right for them or not. So it's not for me as county executive to say yay or nay. I will support, as I have with anything, the voter. If the voters believe this is the right time and the right measure, then of course I will be very supportive. The county executive will have a role with the future of transportation. They sit on the county exec sits on Sound Transit, sits on Pierce Transit's board, I believe, so has a very important role to play in public transportation and transportation in this county and in this region. So it's up to the voters at this stage of the game.
It sounds like you would not personally vote for it.
Well, I'm not going to say that. I won't say that.
But you don't think it's the right time?
I don't think it's the right time to have a taxi measure of this nature on the ballot. One could argue that there's never a right time, but I think especially given our economic climate.
Would you support a ballot measure for Pierce County only of transportation roads funding?
I like that idea, and I think it's in line with what I've said a number of times, that I think in some respects we have to take some baby steps. You've really seen the council actually doing that with some of the development you've seen on Canyon Road. It's kind of a small step activity that's getting us from point A to point B. You know, our needs are so great, and we want to accomplish a lot, and it's multi-pronged, so it's not just roads, it's not just transit, it's not just light rail, it's a combination of effort. And I'll tell you, there have been a lot of really well-intentioned, smart people that have been trying to put their heads around our transportation gridlock and problems, bringing commerce and the needs that commerce has to get trucks from point A to point B, so not just the Port of Tacoma or the Fredrickson area, but just other folks who do business in Pierce County. And then to have citizens have an opportunity to be able to be a part of that conversation of, you know, what are we as citizens, what are our needs? You know, getting to and from the grocery store, or to school, or to work. So your question was, remind me, you know.
Would you support a Pierce County only?
I think it would be worth exploring. I think it would be a good step forward. I think we could ensure that our tax dollars would be spent here in Pierce County. Having said that, it's my understanding that part of the proposal, this proposition, is that whatever dollars Pierce County does generate, whatever tax dollars they do generate, they will be spent in Pierce County. So I believe that is part of the proposal. It's just, it's more Seattle-centric, and, you know, those of us in Pierce County, we want to be Pierce County-centric. So, yes, I think it's worth exploring. And you know, I'm in the election business, and I deal with, you know, we got 92, 96 juristic taxing districts that, you know, do taxi measures. So it's the nature of my world to watch those happen. And when I was on the school board, you know, I worked very hard on building projects. In fact, the school district, we had a huge bond issue to do a number of projects, and the voters voted for it. It was like $400 million project. It was a huge one, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't think the community's ready for it. We weren't sure. I can't remember now exactly what it was, so don't quote me on that, but I do remember that we made the case. And if you make the case to voters, if you can make the case that this is what you're going to get for those tax dollars, and you're going to see it in your lifetime, I mean, that's a critical component. Will I be able to benefit from it? I mean, I think there is something to be said about, you know, investing today for future generations, but you have to see some progress, and we have to guarantee that we can do something for the citizens who are taking their hard-earned dollars out of their pockets. I truly believe that.